This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. There's some big news in the telecom world today. Verizon Communications brokered a deal with Vodafone that's valued at $130 billion. A huge chunk of that is in cash. Verizon is buying out Vodafone's stake in Verizon Wireless, which has more than 118 million subscribers. Marketplace's tech reporter Queena Kim is here to fill us in. Hey, Queena.
Hey, David.
So I got to start with a basic question here. What does this mean for my cell phone bill? Is it going to go up or is it going to go down?
Well, neither. I don't think the deal is going to affect Verizon's 100 million subscribers. So I guess it's sort of just status quo in that sense. Unlike some of the telecom deals we've been seeing lately, like their SoftBank's acquisition of Sprint, T-Mobile's acquisition of MetroPCS, this isn't a deal that promises to bring more competition to the industry or to lower costs for us. It's just a really big deal on Wall Street.
No, I can only imagine. I mean, I saw that Verizon is shelling out something like $60 billion. I mean, that's a lot of cash.
Yeah. By one account, I saw that it's the largest amount of cash ever forked over in a deal. There's also a stock component to it, too. So Verizon's going to be shelling out $75 billion in stocks to Vodafone. And Verizon has to actually raise a lot of that cash that they're going to be paying Vodafone on the bond market. So this is expected to bring a lot of business to all those people on Wall Street who make all this sort of stuff happen.
Queena, why is Verizon doing this now, and what are they going to get out of this deal? Why is the company doing this?
Well, Vodafone has a 45% stake in Verizon's wireless business. And as you know, wireless is sort of the big hotspot. It's also expected to be the big area of future growth for Verizon. But this has been a problem for Verizon. Because of this partnership, they can't fully claim the growth that they're seeing on their income statement. So as an example, the Wall Street Journal says that Verizon made $10.6 billion in 2012. But because the bulk of that money came from its joint venture from Vodafone, it couldn't book it, and it could only book $875 million, or like barely a tenth of what they're actually making. So this deal changes that. They can register all that money on their income statement, and it should make investors pretty happy.
Marketplace's tech reporter, Queena Kim. Thanks so much, Queena.
Thank you.